difference, Dvaita. And Madhvacharya, he was so fixed in that, that all the other Sampradayacharyas, they would name their philosophies based on, like Ramanujacharya called his philosophy Vishishta Advaita, specified monism. And Nimbadityacharya, Dvaita Advaita, monism and dualism. And Vishnu Swami, he was Shuddha Advaita, purified monism. So everything was revolving around monism. They were giving a lot of emphasis on the oneness. But Madhvacharya was like, no, my philosophy will be no Advaita, only Dvaita, Dvaitavad, Shuddha Dvaitavad, pure dualism. And he said, there's five beds, nitya beds. There's difference between Jiva and Bhagavan. You should understand that. There's eternal difference is there. And there's eternal difference between Jiva and Maya and this world. And there's eternal difference between Maya and Bhagavan also. Bhagavan is aloof from Maya, separate. And there is also difference between two Jivas. Jiva and Jiva, there's also bed. Jivas are never the same. If I'm eating an apple, then no one in this room will taste that apple except for me because I'm tasting it. Because I'm individual and you're also all separate individuals. Every Atma is separate. But we are one in Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, Prem Dharma. And there's difference between two objects, Maya and Maya. Not all objects are the same. Every object has its own unique constitution, composition, everything. No two things are the same. So Madhvacharya said, Nitya Bhed, this Pancha Bhed, it is eternal. And it cannot be denied. And therefore he would destroy all his impersonal conceptions. Even his own guru, he took sannyas from so many others. He destroyed all these impersonal conceptions. His name when he was born, actually his father, he was born in Pajaka Kshetra. That is where, on the bank of the ocean, it's in Karnataka, there on the very, like on the west side, not far from the ocean, Pajaka Kshetra. And his father gave him the name Vasudev. We've heard from the Vaishnava so much katha how his father would be worshipping Padmanab. And they were living in a mountainous area. Why you want to stay far away from all? Because so many impersonal Shaivas, this and that. Then don't want this bad association. So then staying staying in the mountain area, have to walk father had to walk such many kilometers just to get water. And so much trouble. But still, no. We'd rather stay far away from bad association and do service Padmanab there. And they were very happy in that way. And but Madhvacharya, he was a small child, but he became like, oh, my father and that are going such a long distance, this and that. So then he arranged there for, I think, Ganga manifest there, Kaveri, and also created one pukur there, nice pond, Kunda. And many pastimes there he did. Many astonishing things. One time, his father had taken a loan and the person was always coming, oh, give the loan back. I want the money. So then Madhvacharya is like, oh, why are you disturbed so much? You want some money? Here. He took tamarind seeds. They're in a shell, actually. You pick them from the tree. They're like many shells, in like peas in a pot. You take those and he gave, here, take. So this is tamarind. What am I going to do with this? Not tamarind, look. He saw that it was all gold. More than that, he had borrowed. And Madhvacharya, because he is also the combination of who? Bhima and Hanuman. He is actually Vayu. Vayu avatar. Bhima is son of Vayudev, and so is Hanuman. So he had appetite like Bhima also. Eating always so much hunger. And they had this natural strength also. So one time his mother was in the kitchen, he told Madhvacharya, oh, I want you to look after this grains here. And because anyway, animal might come, this, that. And mother left, but Madhvacharya didn't want to stay there. He took one big stone and he covered it and he left. And the mother came back and he saw, where's Madhvacharya? And he saw a huge stone on top of the pot. How is possible a small child would lift a stone? But he lifted. And then one time, then his father, he had doubt. How's possible that my son is so extraordinary like this? So, father, you see this twig? I'm going to put it in the ground. And if this grows into a tree, then you'll know that what I'm saying is true. And he put the twig in the ground, and overnight it grew into a beautiful tree there. Even that tree today, if you go to Pajakshetra, you can have darshan that kund, and that tree is there. So, and Madhvacharya, when he was young, he killed one Mahishasura there also. He was on the mountain, he's playing, his mother was calling, come for take prasad. So then he jumped off the hill. Like Hanuman would jump from one mountain to another, Madhvacharya would jump like that. He'd jump from one mountain peak to the next. It's like even like when Hanuman was baby monkey, he was so much power in him, he didn't know what to do. He's going to Rishi's ashram, stealing the asan, stealing the achmankap, creating so much disturbance. Then one Rishi, he cursed. Oh, you do such a baby monkey, but doing so much nonsense, disturbing everyone so much. I curse you, forget all your power. Who created you? Who gave you so much power? Such a baby monkey? You forget your power. Then Brahma and others, they said, oh, you cursed this. Said, but okay, but you cursed him. But no, but when someone reminds him of his power, then he'll remember. So Madhvacharya was like that also. He had so much power in his childhood. So his mother was calling him. He jumped off the mountain, and as he came landing down, he landed on the head of that Mahishasura and he killed him. And then he went to see his mother. So he was performing a lot of extraordinary pastimes like this in his childhood even. And because he was going to the temple, he would go with his father, he would hear Harikatha and serve the deity. Naturally, he was only attracted to all of these things. And he enlisted him in Gurukul. He learned everything, all the stutis, everything so fast. The teacher was saying, why aren't you learning? Why are you only not paying attention? He said, because I've learned them all. I said, how is it possible you learned everything? He said, I'll show you. And he recited everything from his memory. And the teacher was shocked. So then finally we know that how he begged his father to take sannyas, but his father didn't want to give sannyas. And he didn't want to tell him what sannyas was. Actually, Madhvacharya, he heard about this and he was like, what is this sannyas? His father was telling, oh, not this, that, later, this, so many excuses. But then finally then, Madhvacharya at a very young age of, he was only 10 years old or 12. And then he took sannyas. And then he wrote three commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. Brihad Bhashya, Anubhashya, and maybe Madhva Bhashya. Three Bhashyas. One Bhashya he wrote, his Gurudev, his Sannyas Guru, was so impressed with Madhvacharya that he became like his disciple. And he would make a rule that every day I'll read the whole Madhvacharya's commentary on Vedanta, then only then I'll take some prasad. But because it was very, very long, so Madhvacharya thought, oh, he's taking so much time every day, I'll make it easy for him. Like Gopishwara Mahadev manifested towards Sanatana Goswami at Bangandi, so he wouldn't have to walk so far. So then he summarized the whole, his Brihad Bhashya and his Anubhashya in very short form, like a summary. And then his Sannyas Guru then would recite that Anubhashya, and then he would be able to do his duties quickly. Like Shiva to Parvati. Parvati was reciting Vishnu Sahasranam, so many things. Then Shiva said, no need, you chant Ram Nam. Then he said, then chant Krishna Nam. Then finally he said, chant Radha Nam. So, in this way, it is so many pastimes there. Unlimited katha is there of Madhvacharya. He said that even the bull of Madhvacharya, he would carrying his scriptures, all his things. The bull had, I think he was an incarnation of, Ajaytirtha was an incarnation that bull later came. And the bull he knew, had memorized, knew all the scriptures and everything of Madhvacharya. And it was the bull could speak and everything. So many astonishing things. Madhvacharya, he would play on his veena and his instruments, he would make the trees blossom. And he was singing in a very sorrow, in a pathetic rag, then the flowers and the leaves would drop off the trees. So much things. So many kathas there. So, but for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we know that he is the Adi Guru of our Sampradaya. Brahma is the first Adiguru and Madhvacharya is the second Adiguru. And Madhvacharya himself directly took from initiation from who? Vyasdev himself. Vyasdev was there in the Himalayas. Madhvacharya went there, took directly initiation from him. And this is how our line is coming down. Narada to Vyasdev and Vyasdev to Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya's lineage coming down all the way to Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarpuri, then Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, we are part of the Brahma Madhva Vaishnava Gaudiya Sampradaya. And this line is, we're following this to this day. Because ultimately, the Upasya Tattva is one. The object of worship is one. So there cannot be difference in the Sampradayas. People, they say, oh, because Mahaprabhu established his own Sampradaya. Sundarananda Vidya Vinod and some others, they try to establish these things. They wrote their own book, Achinti Bedabed. Then Param Gurudevi wrote his own article, the same title, Achinti Bedabed. Smashing, cutting all those things. But no, the Upasya Tattva is the same. He's worshipping Braj Gopal, we're worshipping Braj Gopal. And the sadhana is also the same. The Madhvacharya said that Bhakti Amevam Bhuyasi, Bhakti Puru. He said that bhakti is our sadhana, everything. Bhakti meva nayati, bhakti meva darshati, bhakti meva bhuyasi, bhakti vasa purusha. By bhakti only, the Supreme Lord, he comes under control. Therefore, bhakti is the sadhana. And Braj, Radha Krishna and Braj, they are the upasya. Therefore, the sannyasis in Madhvacharya, the temple, they are doing sadhana in the mood of Gopi Bhav. Directly it's been mentioned by Gurudev in his Acharya Kesari there. He's mentioned there. They're doing sadhana and bhajan in that mood of the gopis. So when the sadhana is the same, the upasya is the same, then how can they be considered a difference in sampradaya? Some small little differences are always there, but this doesn't make the sampradaya distinct. Param Gurudev describes this specifically. There are certain things that establish what is different from when the upasya is different, like in Sri Sampradaya, they have Lakshmi Narayan. Because the Upasya is different, the worshipful object is different. Then we can say, then there's argument for a difference in Sampradaya. Or Vishnu Swami worship Nrisingadev. Or Nimbaditya worship Radha Krishna and Swakya. Then we can say, okay, there's some argument. But Madhvacharya is worshipping Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Then how can we consider there's a difference to our Sampradaya? And the sadhana is the same. But when Mahaprabhu, when he went to Madhvacharya, to Udupi, even that time he saw the Tattvavadis there. They were giving emphasis on mukti. And Mahaprabhu, he corrected them. And then he explained how bhakti is the ultimate process. Mukti hitva anyata rupam swarupane vyasti. Mukti means be established in your sarup, your prem seva. So that was 500 years ago. There's already some deviation in line. Therefore, you can see Mahaprabhu took the essence of all sampradayas and he culminated it into his own achinti bera bera tattva. Therefore, the teachings and the mercy of Madhvacharya and all the acharyas, they are flowing through Mahaprabhu and they are coming through this Gaudiya Sampradaya right now. Therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are the true followers of Madhvacharya. They are more followers of Madhvacharya than even the Madhva Vaishnavas in the real sense. Because in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the pure dhara of Shuddha Bhakti is preserved and is being practiced. And that is ultimately what Madhvacharya came to distribute, bhakti. He didn't come to distribute mukti or on any other path, worshipping this demigod, that one, no. Bhakti is what Madhvacharya came to give, and that is what is being practiced in our line. So our line is one with Madhvacharya's, and that is proven by our practices of our Guru Varga Acharyas. So we're praying to the lotus feet of Sri Madhvacharya, and all our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, that they please bless us, that we may always remain in their shelter, and that we may also follow their practice, their teachings in our own life. Vancha Kalpata Rivasta Kipasinda Vyaja Vadhana Bhavani Vaishnava Vyo Namo Namo.
ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एचए गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवराधि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौरहरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन संजीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाश हंकारिणी सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वविष्ट प्रदा गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजेश्वरी मदि श्री प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय। ब्रजदेवीगण की जय। जय मध्य स्वाभि महामहोत्सव की जय। समवेत गौरभक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी नाउ इज टुडे इज विजयादशमी। गुरुदेव इज मथुरा टेम्पल इज मेनी टाइम एक्सप्लेनिंग दिस glories why Kartik Vrata before his present is all time Mathura and Vijayadashami day his glories is explaining. Ramchandra himself Chaturmasya time 4 months in Rishyamukha Parvat is staying. Valmiki Ramayana, Tulsidas Ramayana, everywhere is this describing. 4 months Chaturmasya rainy season and Vrata time, that time he is with Lakshman and Hanuman and he is there staying. Now Chaturmasya not complete. Then how can Ramchandra going Lanka and killing Ravan? This is all speculation. Bogus people and cheating bogus people. Ramchandra himself, Pitripaksha, just now gone 15 days before Pitripaksha. That time his forefather Shraddha Parishamukh Parvat, he is present, he is thinking how doing Shraddha ceremony. Then Lakshman, no water here. Then Ramchandra, then Lakshman, Lakshman shooting arrow and then Ganga Devi came. Little distance, Tungabhadra. This is distance. Then there he is doing Tilanjali giving forefather for. After now is Chaturmasya not complete. Third month. Little few days more third month after fourth month coming. Chaturmasya time Ramchandra staying continue Rishyamukha Parvat. He not going anywhere. There are many sadhu, rishi, maharshi. All are coming meeting with him. Before he is little distance Pampa Sarovar meeting within this Sabari Matangari Shastram, then meeting with Sugriv and Hanuman. After Bali killing, after Ramchandra staying 4 months there. After 4 months complete before, they are making Lakshman for telling Lakshman, now rain is little less. Why South India automatic rain too much? Bank of Ocean nearby, not too far. Then saying, Lakshman, you go. Asking Sugriv, he is now king, enjoying, not coming out. Lakshman gone, sending message, but he cannot give answer. Then Lakshman is attacking, shooting arrow. Then all scared and come out. Sugriv say, okay, now I am arranging some program. What program? So 3 months you not meeting with his Ram before continue his feet dust smearing bodies, serving him. Now you forget everything? No. Now I am not enjoying. I am quickly coming. Then his Hanuman with his, he is come and came, and then Ramchandra requesting. So Ramchandra was saying, other Rishi Maharshi, everybody come. They are discussing who is the good day. Chaturmasya, not any auspicious work. Everything is off. Harishan, Devswan, then Devuthan before, not auspicious any work. And they are all are calculating and calendar, all things chart with this. They are all are telling, oh, this Dasara, this Dasami day, good day, that day you sending everywhere inquiry for where is Sita. Then Sugriv calling all monkeys. Also they are Nal, Nil, Jambuvan, all other Beb, Angad, everybody came. They are promise 1 month giving time only. Going and coming back. Anyhow, somebody sending east, west, north, south. Then Jatayu with his meeting. Then Jatayu telling, I know where, but now my wings is already cut. Who? Ravan. I am fighting, but he's cutting. My brother Sampati is nearby. Now I am leaving body, but my brother is wet. You meeting with my brother? His also wings is burned. Therefore he cannot fly. But he knows everything. He is very powerful. Eyes is very sharp. He is looking very distance. Then they are meeting with Sampati. Sampati looking, bah, many monkey came. Bah, today my footstep God sending me. He is tattooing everybody's. But Ramchandra came, then his hunger, fire, thrust, fire, karma, everything finished. Darshan after Rama, Lakshman, Hanuman, Sugriv, Bhangad, Nal Nil, Jambuvan, all bona fide. Then they forget all. After Sampati telling, yes, I know where is. I am looking. Oh, Asuk Bhatika, oh, Lanka, Sita is present. Now they are discussing how going. Angad says, yes, I know, I am going, but I am coming back here, no guarantee. Jambuvan telling, I am old, I am going, but how possible crossing ocean and then coming back here, no, I am old. Everybody then discussing. Hanuman, powerful, very powerful. Hanuman has won cards. His childhood time, very naughty. Nearby Anjanadri, his birthplace, very naughty. There are many Rishi Maharshi. All are his going and all everything is taking Asan, Komandolu, Achamani, everything is throwing in Tungabhadra. flowing and going. Then every day, naughty monkey, every day doing like nonsense. This is are giving cards. You've lost your brain. And mother is crying, oh, my son is lost brain, then how? It's a very naughty boy. Say, no, anybody memorizing him? Then he, all power is coming, he's near, and then as a choice, he's doing everything. Then this is more power. After all attaining Hanuman, you qualified. You go and repeating all, smashing, and news with you coming back. Then Ramchandra giving his marriage ring, Hanuman. You showing, otherwise she cannot believe anybody. Yeah. Also, you go. Then Hanuman today is starting journey. This is called Vijaya Dashami. Vijaya Yatra for everybody, Kush Yatra, man, everybody start today's journey. South, east, west, north, everywhere. Everybody. Some monkey, black monkey, some monkey, red monkey, some white monkey, some monkey's face is long, some tail is very bigger. Many types of monkey, not you. Before, I want to show an understanding. I'm gone South India here and there. I'm looking many types of monkey. Not one type, small squirrel monkey. His tail is like 1 meter, 2 meter. Very funny monkey. Oh, flying. This tree to that tree. 1 kilometer, they like flying and jumping. Very strong. And fighter. And they cannot, they have no fear. Like here, even down monkey, small monkey, very clever. They're eating fruity, stealing your shoes and your glasses, your money bag, otherwise your laptop, your mobile. Mobile now is very easy. They're taking and then they're looking picture. Very clever now. So anyhow, the monkeys are Sugriva sending. Oh, Sugriva is faithful. Sugriva gave him good training them. And Sugriva for their faith. Now, Ramchandra, next 1 month also, Bank of Ocean is staying. That time, Ocean near telling, you giving away? No. Hanuman coming back, but no way, how can going? Then this Ramchandra, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, giving order, not hearing, then said, I'm shooting you. All water will be dry, then I'm going. Then Varun Devata came. No, please, Prabhu, you giving me marjada. You giving me everything. There are many animals, many other Rishi Maharshi. He said, what are they doing, tapasya? Many rakshaso, many demon there also. 1/3 is water in the world. 1/4 is only this much places. All third water meanings, there is also many, many planets. So don't do. So how can I'm crossing? Say, you make bridge. How making bridge? Big ocean. Say, no problem, null nil. And you near Sugriva, Angad, Jammuman, or many, many. So you now taking all stone and throwing trees or creepers, everything throwing and floating, you making bridge and you crossing and go. So this Chaturmasya complete, then they are starting bridge. Also bridge making for not 1 day, 2 day. This Kartik after Agrahan, Posh, Mag, Phalgun. Like 4 months, 5 months they're making bridge. After they gone, worry only 15 days. Not long time. They are gone, then worry long time, no. Only 15 days, 10 days, 15 days, finish. All destroy. Then they're coming back. But now is, everything is hospice. They telling no. Today Ramchandra killing Ravan, and Ramchandra where gone? Disappears in, where gone? Where staying 4-5 months? And Chaturmasya breaking, Ramchandra, Chaturmasya never breaking. Chaturmasya Vrata non two. Today is anybody starting. This is Vyasadeva writing? No, Chatur Yogi. All time, Naradji in Bhagavatam is writing. Naradji is telling Vyasadeva, oh, I am meeting with these sadhus, Chaturmasya Vrata's time. They are giving me mantra. I am following them. to Chaturmasi all time. So Ramachandra not breaking. Hari Swayan, Hari Uttan, Devuttan. After is, they are starting all work. Many things, anybody not reading, not, they try to hearing only speculation. And now also looking TV, a movie, serial, all pagal director, there is rock star, as a choice there is all making serial and program. They have no, they are not following truthful things here as it is things. So this is speculation, drama. This drama is not as it is. As it is things very far. So this Vishwamukha Parvat you are going now also, Chaturmasya Vrata time, thousand sadhu going there, footstep Ramachandra, there Ramachandra's ashram temple, and they are continue Harinam Sankirtanam day and night. And all Chaturmasya, this is our one place staying, not going. Today, Vijayadashami day, he is sending by order of Rishi Maharshi and sending. But 1 month after, like Kartik Vrata complete, then coming this middle is Deepavali coming, Kartik Vrata time. That time his Hanuman is taking these girjas. Taking, I am making bridge very long, 21 kilometer, bridge quickly will be complete. He's gone to Ranchal near, Himachal near, Bindachal near, say, I'm taking you. Then one Himachal going, then bridge complete. Yeah, Bindachal, very bigger. They say, no need, no need. My son, Giriraj, useless, you taking him. He's equal. I am up and down, this and that, not good. He's complete equal, you taking him. Then Giriraj taking, Giriraj came with this Brajamandal, now he's crying. He said, I'm never going. Please, he's now chanting. What? Krishna's holy name? No. Very clever. Krishna's near praying, then Krishna never hearing. He's chanting, all Brajdevi's holy name. And Manjari's, all Brajavasi's near, crying and praying. Please give me shelter. Then, at time give me announcement, oh, Ramachandra, Lakshman, all are, oh, now his bridge is complete. Anywhere, any stone carrying, wood carrying, you left and you come. Then Hanuman is left in Giriraj here, Hanuman is flying and gone. So their bridge complete after their starting journey. This journey also not too easy. After they are gone, Sri Lanka has 4 gates. One gate has Shiv Thakur, one gate has Durga Devi, another gate has these demigods, other gates has or demons. Now, they all are protecting. How can going? First time Hanuman know how I'm going. Hanuman going one gate, there is Durga Devi, Lankini, your name Lankini. Hanuman is, say, you give me away, say no. How are you going? My permission without you cannot enter. Say, your permission needed. You look at me. Everyone boxing, kicking and throwing in out in ocean. Then Hanuman entered. Then Hanuman meeting with his, watching, looking. Oh, midnight he's hearing, oh, Ram, 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 chanting somebody. See, these demons are chanting, Ram, Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Ram, Ram. Then he is looking with his ventilator. Small body with his looking. There one person, small lamb, and Tulasi front of, and he's chanting this Ram Ram. Then he's come out, inside gone, looking, Mayabi, who are he? Then he is also chanting Ram Ram. Then his samadhi is broken, and he's looking, who is chanting Ram Ram? Then he's looking Hanuman. Meeting. Then he's telling everything. Before Vibhishan requesting his brother, please, you giving back Sita, not fighting, but he is kicking him. So this program is running. So now this all hospice. Now they are following one Navaratri. After this Chaitramas, that time also following another one Navaratri. That time also worshipping Durga Devi Puja. So they know anybody anything telling, like before one Santoshi Mata came, sometime very famous. After what disappears, I don't know. Sometime coming Bhairavi Devi, Bhairu Baba, sometime coming Kaila Devi, sometime coming Bimala Devi, sometime Shivani, Bhavani. How many Devi, Devata, demigods, no guarantee. When they coming, when they going, where going, I don't know. So Shastra what's saying? This is try to follow. So now is Vijayadashami. Also, today is Vijayadashami day, Madhyacharya appears. Telling Vyasadeva Kali Yuga came very sad. His all Shastra, everything making contaminated and polluted. Shankaracharya came, his all commentary changing, many verses changing. His Vedanta Sutra changing. After what he is writing? Vyas Bhranto. Vyas is mad. Vyas conception not good. He is telling Anandamaya Abhyasat. Why letting Anandamaya Abhyasat? Anandamaya Abhyasat. No Anandamaya Abhyasat. His all Vedanta Sutra's commentaries is complete changing. Purport changing. Vyasadeva very sad. Vyasadeva says, how is Kali Yuga? Kal Kali. Kalir Balina Indira Bhairi Varga, Suddha Bhakti Marga, Yoha Kantaka Koti Ruddha. Oh, haha, Kyami Bikalam Kimaham Karami, Chaitanya Chandra Jadin Adyam Kripam Karusi. How is this Kali Yuga? Everything changed. Telling I am Brahma, you are Brahma. Vyasadeva never writing like this. Telling Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything changed. Now, Jiva, all following this demon. Righteous all. All is God. I am God, you are God. Everybody God. How is this commentary? Then Vyasadev, very sad. Vyasadev, then himself, his Naradishi with is discussing. And Naradishi before also giving him advice, his guru, Acharya. Then Naradishi telling, this Kali Yuga, God desire, four sampradaya coming. This sampradaya, Suddha Bhakti, there is preaching and they are helping all jiva. Sampradaya Bihinaje Mantraste Vipalamata. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Kiti Bhavana. Sri Rudra Brahma. Sri Rudra Brahma Madhya Sanaka Vaishnava Kiti Bhavana. So this four sampradaya coming. So then he's telling this all mantra. All now is contaminated. No Suddha mantra. Like our sampradaya, Gopal mantra. They are what chanting, you know, Gopal mantra? Like first chanting, Aham Brahmasmi. Yeah, Sarvam Kholidam Brahma. Tattamasi Pragyanam Brahma. So how you will be Brahma? Then first you chanting this Panchavasana mantra. Ram, Krishna, anybody came, there is all Ishwar, not Parameshwar. Then now they are catching avidya, therefore they come this world, they are getting mukti, they will be Brahma. And jiva, only ignorance, they are also Brahma's part. There again, ignorance is going, then they will be Brahma. So now their philosophy, all mantra there is telling useless. Kali Yuga Maha Mantra, there is nothing. Only this is poor, ignorance, ladies, Shudra, they are not possible with doing sadhana, Veda reading, no understanding, then they are only doing kirtan and dance and drama, recreation. They all tell not only Mahaprabhu's for telling Prakashananda Saraswati. Tojyotrik. Why are you following this? Sannyas is not his rules. Dancing, singing, and rolling, crawling, and cheating people. So they not believe. Then Vyasadeva discussing after Vyasadeva praying. This mantra, how will be pure? How Suddha will be? Shastra, Ved, Vedanta, how will be as it is? He making all contaminated, all writing, everything, Gita, Bhagavatam, Upanishadam, Ved, Vedanta, everything is changing. How, who bring back? Who is this personality? then telling Naradisi, Bayu Devata, here, Pavan Devata. Yesterday, I am telling somebody these things. I say, look, Bayu, air going, body inside. As it is coming back, all dirty things taking and coming back. Also fire going, fire, everything burning. And after, fire disappears. But air not disappears. Water going, water coming out, but some staying within body. Air not staying. Air going, coming, continue. And also, all dirty things taking and coming out. Down to going, nose to coming out, mouth to coming out, air to coming out, he coming out, but purifying all time. And this sky also more subtle. Sky going inside, at a time sky coming out. Sky not staying anybody with this. The sky and air very subtle. And fire, ether and water, not too much subtle. They are going inside, they're staying. Sometimes staying, but subtle with the staying and staying with you, and some coming out, down to going, air, no water going, and earth going. Fire staying, some fire going also, but air not staying. So this air is Shuddha, pure. This pure Vayu, he is helpful. Then inviting Vayu Devata. Also, this Vayu Devata, Krishna in the time, he is Bhimsen. Krishna all thing teaching. Everything. Krishna has very near and dear, very closed. Not Arjuna. Not Yudhishthira. Only Bhima. He like too much, Krishna. Bhimas for all problems come. Everybody for not too much problem. Bhimas for giving poison. Bhimas for there is attacking, Hidimba. Many times, many problems. But he is alone, he has deep faith for Krishna. Krishna, or Duryodhana's time, fighting time, telling. Why are you waiting? Beating him. And that time, Baldev Prabhu very angry. Why are you doing nonsense things? I am fighting with you now. Krishna say, yes, very good. You are now fighting. Abhimanyu killings, Saptarati, that time where are you? Why not that time telling? They are Draupadis, your sister, try to make a naked. Then where are you that time? Many things Krishna telling, then Baldev Prabhu ran away. The Bhimas for Krishna all time helpful. And all Bhimas for Ekadasi Katha, glorious telling, protecting all time. So telling Bhima is Krishna's all nectar he is drinking all. He has all nectar. So calling this Bhima. He is Vayu Devata incarnation. After telling the not this mass, Ram Lila time, Hanuman is serving Ram a lot. Hanuman coming, Bhim coming, and Vayu Devata coming, then possibly Shastra, everything is changed. Otherwise, not possible. Like here, many, many persons. I'm some persons catching, holding, hey, do this, do this, do this. Sometimes doing, after a little bit less distance, then looking serial, movie, watching, TV. Telling this is my habit, my pastime practice, university practice. So this is not good for us. So Hanuman, Ram Sevak. Bhim, Krishna Sevak. And Vayu Devata, he is eternal everywhere. He at a moment possible, anybody is inside going and changing. He stop, then you off. Blacklist. Forever. Then Naradji is giving advice. Vyasadeva then starting this Bodhidharma Ashram, pray. Oh, please. Otherwise, my Shastra all make destroy or contaminate now. Anybody know possible reading what meanings? They don't know. Shankaracharya writing Sarvik Bhashya. Oh, everything. Gita Bhashya, Upanishad, Ved Vedanta, everything finish. Then, Vyasadeva Maharshi, Vyasadeva pray. Then, Madhyacharya today, Vijayadashami, he appears. Everybody hearing now, Pajuka Khetra. Ananta Padmanab, service for king is giving 100 Brahmins family. So there is this, his father, this Madhyacharya's father, he is poor Brahmin, but is cultivating farmhouse, something growing. Anyhow, he is serving Ananta Padmanab. After he is also praying, I am old now. I have nothing, how can I am serving in you? Please, you are arranging somebody. I am no children, I am nobody. He is long time doing tapasya. Naradishi came. Naradishi say, you are, why not telling Ananta Padmanabh near? He is you near. He is choiceful, he is giving, bringing somebody. Then, he is Ananta Padmanabh near, every day doing sastanga parikrama and praying, fasting, he is continue telling they are only drinking water, charanamrita, and he is fasting. Long time, then Ananta Padmanabh saying, okay, I am arranging. At time Naradishi is all time, Naradishi is everywhere, all time. Then Vyasadeva desire with his, this, Vasudeva, mani, this. Madhyacharya appears today. Appears after he is starting. First he is telling his father, you chanting mantra, this is not good. You don't know. So how I am knowing? So nearby Parashuram Khetra. You go there, asking Parashuram. Parashuram not here present. I cannot see. You say, come with me. I am showing you. He is gone. Parashuram coming out is cave to meeting with him and telling, this is your son, he is bona fide. Parashuram near all time going, meeting. And after he is saying, father, now I am speaking Harikatha, giving class. Say, how you are, you know, childhood, you don't know anything? Say, no. He give permission, say, no, you are not going. His family, everything, his mother, water is short, he is arranging water. He is digging, making one ponds, never water die. He is giving father for lot of money. He is giving everything. After he says, I am speaking Harikatha now. No speaking Harikatha, no Purana, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, not I am speaking, all contaminated, dirty, all are polluted. I am purifying. Then he is gone, where? Pajuka Khetra, Udupi. Udupi, looking on Mayavadi, Sanyasi, his Anantasar temple is staying. He has many followers. He say, okay, I am here speaking Harikatha. Say yes. He sitting, speaking, the Sanyasi hearing, thousand hearing. Everybody very happy. Why? Nectar. As it is. As it is, things has power. Your speculation, story, this and that speaking, no power. Some recreation, but nobody changing. He is speaking, oh, everybody very happy. So happy. Now his father is watching, where gone my son? Looking, come. Looking there, is sitting in on top and many thousand Brahmin, other are all hearing. Then he is calling my son. Say, no, your son. He is our guru, Acharya. He is speaking. You not your son, you also hearing, sitting. Now he is hearing some surprise. What is speaking? What is telling? He is first starting all Upanishad. Isokano, Koto, Prasno, Manduka, Manduka, Itariya, Itariya. All is starting Upanishad, 108. After Upanishad, Ved Vedanta. Then he say, I am going now preaching. Father say, no. Say, give me permission to take sannyas. No. You are very child. No. I took sannyas. Then he's telling this, Mayavadi sannyasi, you give me sannyas? Say yes. Why not? And giving sannyas, after sannyas, he's telling, you following Ekadasi? Say yes. Say you, as is, anything telling him, all following. Now, telling you Ekadasi, day after, you reading Vedanta Sutra, 750 verses, or purport, then you Vrata. Why this Vedanta Sutra, anybody not reading, then Brahma Sutra, called Brahma Sutra. Brahma, it is relation for need is Brahma Sutra. This Brahma Sutra not reading, then Brahma with no getting relation. Not possible. Then he writing purport. His Guru is very happy. This Sannyas Guru. After, now Ekadasi, next is Dadasi. See, when I'm reading all, he says, okay, I'm writing a small one. After writing small one, I'm giving Gurudev. Very happy. After say, I'm going now, Badrikasam, I'm meeting with his Vyasadeva. Now some disciples with his, followers with his, he's gone Badrikasam. Worshipping, doing Abhishek, Badrinarayan. After, he's calling Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva come and showing all purport. Vyasadeva very happy. Very glad. He is, how, what is telling? His heart is very open. Why? Today, first time, all Shastra's meanings is changing. First Mahabharata, Abhedanta Sutra, after Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all Veda, everything. Writing. One time, two time, three time. Pajuga Khetra to Badrikasram, how far? Where Himalaya or where south? Walking, going, and everywhere all are preaching and helping, all changing, all Mayavadis are attacking. He can care anybody. Nearby Mayavadis place, this is called Sringeri. There is Dharmasthalam. He is going everywhere and all debating. And everybody changing and making own disciple. Own disciple. And Shastra, that time to our reality. Real things is coming our near. All mantra meanings are mantra. What is real mantra? He is giving all our. Therefore, Mahaprabhu accepting this parampara, this line. Why? Only there is mantra is real. Otherwise, other than sampradaya, all mantra contaminate. They all making duplicity, pushing, cutting and mixing. Like you drinking cow's milk. Now, no cow's milk, then Dronacharya's son is born Narsottama. Then he's crying for milk. So his mother, what, giving milk, the chapati flour mixing within water, and then giving, telling this white milk, you drinking this. But he don't know childhood, what is milk. So like his Mayavadijar, everything making contaminate. Only first time Madhyacharya, Vayudev avatar, is going inside, and purifying and coming back by Yuvavatar. He is Bhimsen, giving his nectar. He is Hanuman. Therefore, three incarnations with his at a time come. Our Sampradaya Mahaprabhu accepting. Now his time is very over. Or now Kartik Vrata coming soon. Ekadasi too, many Sampradaya, they're starting. Why the Buddha and Ekadasi coming 1 month after, therefore the tomorrow Ekadasi is starting. But also soon other Tithi coming, so tomorrow next hearing, Ekadasi glories and also this Madhya Sajas, who are special, more giving our Sampradaya. This Guru Bhargava causes mercy, therefore his discussion running is good. But I like everybody coming 11 o'clock. Then it's good. Otherwise, I'm coming, I'm looking 1-2%, then I'm running, I'm not sitting. Why I'm chanting, I'm reading, I'm doing my sadhana. Everybody like, then come, then it's good. Otherwise, no like, horrible. I am also going my places, my center. Chalo, now is aarti, very late. Gaur Premanande Hari.